local man is accidentally shot at a residence, and the Haines Assembly hears a report about the Ocean View Drive hillside. It's a KHNS local news. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. Haines police are investigating an accidental shooting at a residence early Thursday morning. Police Chief Gary Lowe said police were called to the residence at about 3:30 a.m. Police determined that a firearm had accidentally discharged and a man received a serious but not life-threatening injury. Chief Lowe said several people were at the residence at the time, but he would not say if alcohol was a factor. The chief said police are still determining if any charges will be filed in connection with the incident. Other sources say the 22-year-old Haines man was shot in his leg and was medevaced to an Anchorage hospital for treatment. Chief Lowe said more details may be available from the police at a later date. The family of the man injured said they did not want to comment at this time. The Haynesboro Assembly on Tuesday heard from engineers that drainage issues are likely contributing to the slope movement near Ocean View Drive and Luchak Road. Mike Hartley from PND Engineers in Seattle presented his findings and recommendations at the Tuesday meeting. He came to Haines in January, shortly after movement on the hillside became evident. The movement caused shifting and cracks across Luchak Road, damaged a sewer line, and caused a family to vacate their house. Hartley said Tuesday a combination of issues likely contributed to the movement.
So it looks like there's several things that are causing movement here. The most prevalent one is that you had 11 feet of snow, which melted very quickly.
Hartley said the soil composition in the neighborhood is marine silts and clays that have uplifted over time, but thousands of years ago were actually part of the shoreline. He said there is a risk of landslides and mud flows with clay and silts because they become softer the more saturated with water they become. But, he said, the bigger issue seems to be how surface water drains in the neighborhood. Hartley detailed how water drains off the hill. He said water collects to the west and east in a central area and in a drain field behind an Ocean View home. The landowner uses a PVC pipe to direct water away from the house and to the top of the steep slope down to Luchak Road. When a lot of water is introduced into clay and silt soils, the sheer strength of the soil goes down, he said. And it didn't help that heavy snow last winter melted in such a short period of time.
And so a lot of water was put into that soil. So what that does is it increases the weight, it lowers the shear strength, and it, as it approaches these steep slopes that you have right along Luchak, then it allows a case where your factor of safety against movement goes below one.
Hartley also recommends the borough evaluate how water drains from the neighborhood further up the hillside, and he said the amount of clearing can also affect drainage in the area. Assemblyman Norm Smith pointed out that Hartley's maps did not include a road recently put in to accommodate a development to the west of Ocean View Drive.
Well, this needs to be rethought in terms of how this is developed.
I bet it is already being done.
Yep.
In the short term, Hartley recommends the borough redirect the water from the top of the slope to the bottom of the hill in a tide-lined pipe before winter sets in. He also recommends redirecting a ditch on the hillside to run east instead of west. Long-term recommendations include a better trench system and continuous monitoring of survey points to track movement. But Hartley emphasized that no amount of drainage or trench work can guarantee against future slope movement.
And I should state that I don't think that there is a solution that is going to solve this. There's a way to mitigate potential movement in the future, I don't think there is a clear-cut way to completely resolve the potential movement of the slope. It is going to move over time. It's just a question of, can you control water so that you're minimizing the risk to the community?
Borough Manager Mark Ernest said at the meeting the borough will work with landowners to redirect the drainage areas Hartley suggested before this winter. Ernest also suggested the borough should ask Hartley's company for preliminary designs and cost estimates for its long-term recommendations. Ernest said the borough may want to add those projects to its legislative priorities for funding. At Tuesday's meeting, the Assembly also referred to the Port Development Steering Committee, a proposed memorandum of understanding with Prophecy Platinum Corporation regarding the potential development of the Wellgreen deposit near Burwash Landing. Next week on October 2nd is the borough and municipal elections for Haines and Skagway. This week we're running a collection of candidate statements. Candidates for the Haines School Board and Assembly and the Skagway Assembly seats were offered the opportunity to submit statements to air on KHNS News. Today we look at the candidates for the two open Skagway Assembly seats. Steve Burnham Jr., Gary Hansen, and incumbent David Hunts are vying for that seat.
Hello, fellow Skagwegians. This is Gary Hansen, and I am running for a seat on the Skagway Borough Assembly. The local borough government is the branch of government we all interact with the most. More than federal or state, local government affects our lives daily, from when we turn on a water tap to make morning coffee, send the kids off to school, or walk the dog out to Yakutania Point. Local government has the greatest effect on all our lives. Local government is you and me. That is why your borough assembly vote is so important. You will want to vote for the candidate that shares your concerns and shares your vision for the future of Skagway. Here's why I hope you will vote for me. For the last 6 years since I retired as manager of the Skagway Ferry Terminal, I have been volunteering for various boards and commissions. I spent 3 years on the Harbor Advisory Board, working on the design of the new wave barrier. For the past 3 years, I have served as secretary of the First Skagway Port Commission. Both these boards have prepared me well for the many issues that are currently facing our port. I will bring this experience to the Assembly as we work towards future enhancements of the port. I've also been involved for 3 years on the board of the Skagway Arts Council. This experience led to being appointed to a committee by then-Mayor Cochran to study the concept of building an outdoor stage here in Skagway. We made our recommendations to the Assembly, and they appropriated the funds to build. We will see an outdoor arts facility being built in the upcoming year. Recently, Mayor Selmer appointed me to the Marine Highway Committee, which he formed to look into scheduling concerns Skagway had with the current summer ferry schedule. We have worked with the management of the Marine Highway, and I believe our efforts will result in a very good day boat schedule for summer 2013. I like to tell young newcomers to Skagway that this is a town of great opportunity. Skagway can and will help you become whatever it is you want to become. In the 31 years I have lived here, I've had so many great experiences. I started Skagway's first recycling program and also helped organize 30 years of Skagway clean sweeps. My wife Nola and I purchased and restored a Gold Rush era building. We then ran a successful year-round business in that building. We bought property and built a house here. I want to do all I can to keep those opportunities I experienced available to all of you. With three big projects coming online this year, it is critical that the Assembly pay close attention. I have the time and energy to make sure these projects are completed on time and on budget. This year, you do have a choice for Assembly. Please mark your ballot for Gary Hansen. Thank you for your vote, and thank you, KHNS, for providing this opportunity to give my statement.
First, I would like to thank KHNS for providing me with this opportunity. My name is Steve Burnham, Jr. I am running for an Assembly seat in the borough of Skagway. I was born and raised in Skagway, and as a lifelong, year-round resident and homeowner, I would like to further my commitment to this community by representing its people and surroundings. I was educated by the Skagway City School System and went on to graduate from Evergreen State College in Olympia, Washington. The focus of my college education was culture and communications. I participated in courses ranging from film studies and performing arts to a sociology program on the analysis of trash. For the past 5 years, as a union steward with the railroad, I have taken an active part in grievance investigation, conflict resolution, and contract negotiations. For the municipality of Skagway, I am currently serving the community as both chair of the recycling committee and as a planning and zoning commissioner. I believe in encouraging a year-round economy that enhances the quality of life in Skagway. I support fully funding education programs that help raise and prepare our community's youth for the future. I pledge to continue improving and supporting Skagway's solid waste and recycling programs. We are on track to improve our waste management by adding recycling and composting, which will increase the longevity of our incinerator. We can do this while keeping it financially justifiable. I believe in the principles of direct democracy, wherein representatives cast votes based on the wishes of the people they represent, rather than their personal desires. As a public representative, I promise to be approachable and receptive in hopes that all residents can comfortably exchange their views and ideas with me. I intend to make the most fair and informed decisions that I can, and it is extremely important to support the public by making decisions that will not only reflect the needs of the current community, but that will be appropriate for the future of the community. My interests are with the community, not with the furthering of personal or professional priorities. I have no conflicts of interest. My name is Steve Burnham Jr., and I would be honored if you would cast your vote for me on October 2nd, 2012. If I am elected to the Skagway Borough Assembly, I will do all I can to represent this community in a fair and economically sustainable manner. Thank you.
That was Skagway Assembly candidate Steve Burnham Jr., and before him was Gary Hansen. Incumbent David Hunts is also running. The moose count for the season hasn't budged since early this week. As of late Thursday afternoon, the Department of Fish and Game reports 12 moose taken in the Haines area. 6 of those were spiked fork configuration, 3 were a 3-brow tine, 2 were 50-plus inches, and there has been 1 sublegal moose taken. The season lasts through October 7th. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.